visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere. Today I'd like to cover verbs. What is a verb? Most students learn at the early stages that a verb is an action. But a verb is an action, state, or feeling. Simple, right? Well, not exactly. A verb should be a simple part of English, but often it's not. It's not always just because it's a verb. It's often where a word might come from that confuses students. Hey, what do I mean by confuse? Well, telling a student that most nouns are verbs usually earns a strange look on a student's face. Often, teachers don't teach with that thought in mind. Many teachers tell students that verbs are actions. That's it. That's all they tell them. ESL teachers normally tell students that a verb is an action. And that's true. It's the beginning stage of why or how we use verbs. Not all English teachers teach with this explanation, mind you. There is nothing wrong with telling a student that a verb is an action. In fact, it is an action, and verbs can also be nouns. This is when the word might be spelled the same and means two different things. An example might be, my house is being painted with paint by the painter. This tense is present continuous passive voice. Some teachers refer to this tense as present progressive passive. Painted is a verb in third form. Paint and painter are nouns. While verbs are actions, they're also states and facts. A state verb is a verb we use to refer to facts and not actions. For example, agree, understand, recognize, appreciate, and more. These words are used to express states or facts. Most state verbs are never used in the continuous tenses. There are exceptions to this rule. Thought verbs, emotions, relationships, senses, states of being, and measurements. Thought verbs are often used in the continuous. They are exceptions to the general rule. General rule is that most state verbs are never used in continuous tenses. Most verbs can also be nouns with an ing suffix. This is present participle. These would be called gerunds. Compare understand as a verb to understanding, a noun or gerund. Hey, what about feelings? An example would be, I like you. Like is a verb. I have just used it to describe how I feel. Another example would be, I am enjoying this party. Again, another state verb expressing my feelings. That word is enjoy, right? It's a verb. All students need to know that a word is just a word until we use it in a specific way. There is a lot more to this subject. I've just covered a few areas that might be beneficial to your bank of English knowledge. To finish up, a verb expresses an action, state, or feeling. Verbs can also be used in a variety of other ways. Hey, I hope you enjoyed this lesson. Visit LarissaEnglishClub.com. English every day, everywhere.